It's Thursday, and we are all about your letters. Love letters, hate mail, and lots of things in between. We do it all. And here to help me carry the weight is News and Notes producer Christopher Johnson. Hey, Christopher.
Roger Daya. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, feeling great, feeling like our first letter, please.
It comes from Tondra Miles in Indiana. She and a few other listeners wrote in about your Fiery Bloggers Roundtable yesterday. You all discussed new census data that say more black women are marrying outside of their race. Now, professional blogger Ellen Rock was one of the guests, and some might say a brutally honest one. Here's what he said about blacks and interracial relationships.
Most of my friends, male, black, would say those folks that would be engaged in that are traitors and disloyal.
Do you believe that?
Yeah, because here's the challenge, is that when you get involved in mixed relationships, it creates challenges for the babies. Are they going to have issues when they grow up?
Well, don't we all have issues no matter where we come from?
I'm just going to throw that. Oh, but they got major issues of adoption.
That comment got Tondra kind of hot, and she wrote, "My father is biracial and my stepchildren are biracial. I don't find their difficulties in growing up any more challenging than those of other children. I think Ellen is speaking from an old school mentality on race, and he needs to understand that times have changed and racial lines are blurring some. While I respect his personal opinions, they seem more of an emotional response to a preference than an educated statement."
Kevin Scheimer was listening from Indianapolis, and he wrote, "As a white man in a loving marriage to a black woman with a biracial son, I would like to tell LN that in my experience, biracial people in loving families that nurture their self-image do not have issues. The issue they have is that ignorant people such as LN are calling the mothers of biracial children traitors. Please find another way to raise your own self-esteem and let us handle our sons."
Now, last week, we ran a youth radio piece that was a tribute to slain Oakland area journalist Chauncey Bailey. Matt Olson in Atlanta heard that story and felt we misrepresented Bailey's death. And Matt wrote us this. "You stated on air that Bailey was killed by a teen suspect while investigating a story on a, quote, local business. While this statement is not false, it omits that the suspected murderer was a self-described soldier for the sect behind Oakland's Your Black Muslim Bakery, the business whose allegedly criminal enterprises Bailey was investigating. Were Bailey reporting his own death on radio, I doubt he would have omitted the facts that you chose to."
Well, thanks for your letter, Matt. We ran this one by our editor, Corey Turner, and he says your overall point is well taken. But you may also remember that we touched on Mr. Bailey's murder nearly every day last week. We talked a lot about his career and about the young man that Oakland police say confessed to the murder. We also looked into the young man's employer, Your Black Muslim Bakery, and its storied legal trouble.
And having done all that already, the youth radio piece was simply meant to allow one young Oakland journalist to look back on the life of a fellow journalist who was also a role model.
And finally, Christopher, a little more love for News and Notes.
All right.
Always good. I just wanted to drop you a note to let you know how much I enjoy your show. That's listener Denise Tomasini Joshi. "I feel a little bit like a wannabe because I'm not African American," she continues. "But your show really speaks to me as a 34-year-old because it's not old and stuffy. It has not become Britney-fied either. I consider it to be the highlight of my evening. Keep up the good work."
We promise to keep up the good work, but only if you promise to keep writing. If you want to drop us a note, just log on to npr.org and click Contact Us. It really helps if you tell us where you're writing from, and please, please, please tell us how to say your name.
You can also leave us a voicemail at 202-408-1271. That's 202-408-1271.
But what about the News and Views blog?
Always popping. Come on, talk about interracial relationships, Karl Rove, MC Rove, all that stuff. Post your comments by going to nprnewsandviews.org.
We have a newsletter, too. You can go to the blog and find out how to sign up.
Well, thanks again, Christopher.
Anytime, for us.
You can also write us about our music, and that's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. No spaces, just nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org.